The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 8, Amsterdam.
You're on Europe City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the creaky HMS Crumpet, transporting barely legal cargo across the globe. Yes, before the life of radio celebrity came and found me, I was a traveler of the world. And you know, I recall this time back in 79, after a raucous and heavy night out on the town in Amsterdam. Returning worse for wear from the Mouse and Windmill nightclub, I got caught short and I stopped to relieve myself in a canal before staggering my way to the docks without actually falling into one. Well, once back, I climbed aboard and promptly collapsed, asleep. I was woken by the toe end of a boot in my ribs. I looked up but did not recognize the person attached to the boot, nor did I recognize any of those around me. But I did recognize their accent. German. I knew enough of the lingo to understand they branded me a stowaway on board their luxury river cruiser, which was currently heading south along the Rhine in the opposite direction of Amsterdam, and my ship. Well, they threatened to call the police or throw me overboard if I did not do as they demanded. They sent me below deck to the room of a rose-scented Portuguese seamstress called Sophia, who darned fishnet stockings and, like me, had been forced into labor after inadvertently boarding the wrong ship. I struggled to begin with, not used to needles, nor could I work out why, along with fishnet tights, we mended crotchless knickers, G-strings, lacy bras, leather boxer shorts, all in need of a serious clean and stitching. Sophia explained that the cruise ship catered for very rich, older Germans wanting to fulfill their outlandish fetish fantasies with carnal carnivalities. I simply had to witness this for myself, so wearing a pair of restitched PVC thigh-length boots, I made my way to the upper decks and into the captain's private rooms. Oh my, what a sight greeted me. I can tell you that for nothing. The room surged with wanton odors and guttural ecstasy. Frolicking bodies writhed in varying degrees of undress, and more combinations than a Rubik's Cube. Well, it was no wonder we had our work cut out mending their unmentionables. A larger woman sporting a whalebone corset that would not have looked out of place on a whale, mind you, approached me, but before I could join in with the depravity, waiters arrived with a trolley laden with buckets. From these, cocaine spilled out with crisp 1,000 Deutschmark bills, and soon there was more snorting than a herd of horses at a sugar lump factory. I declined the invitation to partake, the sight of these drug-fueled nutjobs driving me to silently watch on from the periphery. But that wasn't all. One bucket wriggled with squirming eels, and for the life of me, I had no idea why. I mean, were they gonna... Oh, surely not. But then, oh me. Oh my, what else could they... Oh my goodness. Oh my stomach turned, and my head spun, and my wobbly legs took me away. I had to get off this vessel as fast as my young, innocent self could. Well, innocent compared to these oddballs. I wanted to flee immediately, away from the decadent wealth that riddled these monsters, but I had no money, nor did I know where we were. An idea surfaced that could possibly allow me to turn the ship around, but did I have the ability to pull it off or not? Then I thought of the eels, and instead of sitting there wondering, I set to work. Stretching my newfound stitching skills to their limit and beyond, I attempted to fashion together a captain's uniform good enough to get me access to the bridge. It wasn't perfect, but it was all I had. I returned upstairs, fingers crossed my plan, or at least my outfit, would not come apart at the seams. I scanned the room while sidestepping through the congealed orgy of flesh. I spied the captain, occupied under the attentions of the whalebone corseted woman, his hat abandoned on the floor. So I grabbed it and put it on, but crew members protected the door to the bridge. Now, upon closer examination, they appeared intoxicated, with patches of white powder sprinkled around their nostrils. Holding my breath, I approached them. They looked me up and down, turned to each other, and I feared the worst, only for them to drunkenly apologize to me for getting in the way. They saluted and held the door wide open, so I rushed in. With no time to bask in the success of my coterie skills, I immediately took to the wheel and presently turned the ship a full 180 degrees and made haste northwards up the Rhine, arriving in Amsterdam before sunrise, where I left my sordid plight behind me, making sure I grabbed Sophia on the way. Once docked, I sought the sanctuary of the Crumpet, with my captain very happy to see me safe and sound, albeit a little scarred. I'd still recommend trying the mouse and windmill, but most of all I'd recommend trying out new skills and, of course, avoiding wealthy perverts. Now, this is Tom Babajowski, bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until next time, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.